We sure had a great, big, wonderful Thanksgiving out here on the Lucky U yesterday. We put the two turkeys that Chug had fixed and all the rest of the trimmings in a basket and rode on down to the Edwards place for a surprise Thanksgiving dinner. You know, the Edwards barn burned last week and left them in pretty bad shape. So Carl figured out a little surprise. We all had a wonderful time, but now the festivities are over and we have to settle down to ranching once again. However, there's always time for a little music between jobs, and I think right now is one of those times.
If you like a lot of room around to roam in, or any place you stop your heart at home in, if you like to see a campfire in the gloaming, there's an open range ahead. If you like the sound of lazy cattle lowing, where miles of sage and tumbleweeds are growing, then it's time you knew the only place you're going is an open range ahead.
Some folks will spend a lifetime searching far and near for something that's always been waiting, waiting for them right here.
If you like a lot of room around to roam in, where any place you stop your heart's at home in, if you like to see a campfire in the gloaming, there's an open range ahead. If you like the sound of lazy cattle lowing, where miles of sage and tumbleweeds are growing, then it's time you knew the only place you're going is an open range ahead.
Up in the sky, keep a bright sun shining. Out of the west, let a clean wind blow. Here in your heart, there'll be no more pining
for somewhere else to go. If you like to hear the prairie wind a-wailing and watch the snowy clouds above the sailing, you can bet your life your heart will soon be trailing to an open range ahead, to an open range ahead.
Fellas.
Well, hello, Betty.
Hi,
how
Betty.
Are you?
I was able to come up early because there's no school today.
Oh, we're sure glad you did, Betty. You know, I'm always glad to see you.
Well, thank you, Ken. Are you always glad to see me, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really mean that, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tommy, you always know just the right thing to say.
He does. Ha, ha, ha. I must be getting to the deep or something. I swear I didn't hear nothing but a grunt.
Hello, Betty.
Well, hello, George. Say, I'm glad you're here. Do you remember the conversation we started yesterday and then didn't get a chance to finish it?
Oh, I sure do, Betty. We were talking about how important nutritious foods are, especially to growing boys and girls, and you being a school teacher and all.
That's right, George. And what else were you saying?
Well, as I was saying, Betty, that all growing boys and girls need plenty of proteins to stoke up their active little bodies, to keep them bright-eyed and alert in school. And peanuts are one of nature's richest protein foods. In fact, a nickel bag of Planters peanuts contains as much bodybuilding protein as a beefsteak. And, of course, children everywhere, just like your pupils, Betty, down at District School Number 3, know that the picture of Mr. Peanut on the bag means that the peanuts inside are the best-eating peanuts in all this world. Planters peanuts are always crisp and crunchy because they're roasted, toasted, and salted by a special process. And they're always fresh because they sell so fast. They never have a chance to get stale. So for packing lunches or between meal pickups, pick up a pack, a dozen bags or more of Planters salted peanuts. Mr. Peanut's famous nickel lunch. So remember, wherever you are, Planters is the word for peanuts, for peanut oil and peanut butter.
Well, thank you, George. I'll certainly tell that to all my pupils the first thing in the morning. Will you remind me, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Tommy, you wanted me to remind you of something, didn't you?
Huh?
Well, don't you remember? It was about a song.
Uh-huh.
Well, what in the cat hair you were waiting for? Why don't you say it? You stand there like a bump on the law. I'm telling you, you'd get old if you don't want to say it.
yonder, someone beckons to me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a racing memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more every day, my mammy land. Honey, you're simply grand. Down yonder, when the folks get the news, can't wonder at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy and Ephraim and Sammy waiting down yonder for me. And Sammy waiting down yonder for me.
Yes, yeah, that was Tommy Doss, and he may not do much talking, but he sure makes up for it with his singing.
He does that, Lloyd. Say, was it decided which of the gold deed letters you were going to read today, Lloyd?
Yeah, it was, Ken. It's a pretty close decision, too. And it's wonderful to know that there are so many people all over the country who've taken the time to help their fellow man.
Yeah, I know, Lloyd. And it makes me unhappy that we can't give every good deed doer an acre of our Lucky You Ranch out here on the desert's edge in California, but we're sure going to do our best because it gives us a warm feeling down inside when we know we've repaid in part some deserving person for their good deeds.
Well, that's sure right, Kenny. We know an acre of our Lucky You land isn't going to make those folks independently wealthy or anything like that, but it will be a permanent tribute to their goodness. Today's letter was written by Mr. Robert Rowney of Ottawa, Illinois. Thank you, Mr. Rowney, for writing to us. The letter says, "Dear Lucky You friends, I'm writing you about a friend who has performed so many good deeds, it'd be impossible to tell about them all in one letter. So I've selected just one to tell you about. In 1947, this man organized our walking blood bank. And at the present time, he has 178 men available at all times to donate blood where it's needed. These men give their blood free of charge, not knowing who gets it. Our hospital here has given him much praise for the fine job that he has done. And I sincerely believe he should be awarded your gold deed to the acre of land. I could write much, much more, but I know that your time is limited. So thanks for the chance of making a deserving person happy. The man's name is James Hickey of Ottawa, Illinois."
I'm glad that letter was decided on, Lloyd, because I know our listeners along the Lucky You line will agree that he is deserving of our Gold Deed Award. The work he's doing is work all of us should enter into during these times when the armed forces need all the plasma they can get. And we'd be honored, Mr. Hickey, if we could dedicate a song to you.
Mexicali Road. Every hour a year those tears and please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and hold me. Mexicali Rose, goodbye.
Mexicali Rose, stop crying. I'll come back to you some sunny day. Every night you know that I'll be pining. Every hour of year while I'm away, dry those big brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't sigh.
That's a very nice compliment. Say, didn't everything work out fine yesterday down at the Edwards?
Oh, yes. You know, Lloyd, I've never seen folks happier.
Yeah, or more surprised when they returned to the ranch and we were all sitting there with the food spread out on the table. I think Carl deserves a big vote of thanks for thinking of the idea.
I certainly do, too.
Well, now, wait a minute, fellas. It was only my idea. All of you carried it out.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and I do think that we gave them a little boost after all their trouble.
I do too, Lloyd. Hey, and that Shug, he had those turkeys done to a turn,
what,
didn't he?
What? They fine?
Well, thank you, Kenneth. I can wield a pretty mean baste in spahoot, shehevel, grease. I put peanut oil on the mouth to keep from the drought. I ain't a bad cook at that.
No, Shug, you aren't. But I do think it was a little bit embarrassing the way you tried to hide that drumstick so you could have it all for yourself.
Just a dog-eared minute there, little Lloyd. Lloyd. I'm being falsely excused. I think it's unfair. Well, you can't blame me for trying.
No, but the way you did it.
Just what do you mean, blabbermouth?
Bringing those two turkeys in and trying to make everyone believe one of them had only one leg.
Yeah.
Did I do that? Guess I did.
Yeah, and then you said that it must have been lost.
Well, it could have been, you know.
And if you had piled those mashed potatoes up just a little bit higher on your plate, it would have been.
Yeah, I know. That was my only mistake. Ha, ha. But that other part that that radio sensor keeps calling up about was pretty good, too, huh?
You know, we really made a full day of it yesterday, going from the Edwards to the barn dance in town.
Hey, that was a lot of fun. Especially the dance we had together, Betty, remember?
Oh, yes, Ken, I remember. Because it was right after our dance that Tommy and I sat outside and he held my hand.
Uh-huh. That's what a figure.
Didn't we, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
And I also remember Hugh playing one of those wonderful old hold-downs. Say, Hugh, do you know any more?
Oh, I sure do, Betty.
Or would you play one for me right now?
I'll be glad to, right now.
You know,
now.
I'd like to hear one myself. Stand back, everybody, and watch Hugh start with that flying fiddle.
Thank you, Hugh. You know, that was even better than the one you played last night.
Hey, I like that too, fellas.
Say, George, I noticed that you were kicking up your heels with the best of them last night.
Well, I hope I didn't do anything to embarrass anybody, Lloyd.
Oh, no, George, not at all. I just meant that you seemed to be enjoying yourself, listening to the music and dancing.
I sure did, Lloyd. You know, it kind of gets under my skin the way you Westerners not only ride a horse or brand a calf, but sing and play together, too. I know I'm not going to ever be able to sing, but I'm working on the other things, and someday I'm going to be a full-fledged cow pincher.
The word is cow puncher, George.
Oh.
Cow pincher. I'm sure someday you'll be able to break a horse with the best of them, too. You know, George, there's a lot of story and legend behind most Western tunes. And being that you're so interested in the West, I think you'll like this one because it, too, represents an important part of our old West. But at that, I mean the part that the Indians played in the development of our country. To me, there's always a fascination connected with Indian lore. The songs and stories that have been written about them are all colorful and descriptive. This song, which was written by Bob Nolan, is a word picture of a young Indian princess. Her name was Nehani, which means clear water.
I know lived the fairest Indian maid, daughter of a chieftain brave. Here beside the lake she stayed. Far and near the waters clear blessed her from their deep domain. Blessed her with this lovely name. Nehani, it must be she is heaven's daughter. For her eyes and the skies form the lake's clear water. Sunlight plays, dancing rays, while the ripples bless her. On the shore, evermore, where the waves caress her. Far along the shimmering shoal, the shallow waters clear echo to her lovely voice as she is drawing near. See her smile all the while, for the sunbeams taught her to be gay all the way. Nehani, clear water. Nehani. Nehani.
That's the kind of song I mean. And say, you did a great job with it too, Lloyd.
Thank you very much, George.
You know, I have a little song. It's not really a Western, and it doesn't have a legend. But I like it.
Well, why don't you sing it for us, Betty?
Would you like to hear me sing, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
Will you promise to listen to every word?
Uh-huh.
Well, you better, because it fits somebody you know.
What's the name of it, Betty?
Slowpoke.
Oh.
You
keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, quarter to ten. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke too. You keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then you're late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, quarter to ten. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke too.
Well, you know, Betty, that may not be much of a legend, but it's got a lot of fine singing in it. Say, Hugh, I understand that we had a telegram come in this morning with an inspirational thought in it.
A telegram?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was from a man named Buck Compton of North Hollywood. You know, he had listened in yesterday and got to thinking about all this, so he decided to send us this telegram, and I'll read it to you. After hearing your inspirational thoughts on Thanksgiving, which said a prayer for the boys in the foxhole, I just had to send you a wire with a letter, with a little thought that I think might help us all to feel better. And this is it. We can all be sure that no matter how tough things get for those boys, they all have with them a little bit of the good old USA to help them over the real rough spot. It may only be a picture of the girl back home taped to the stock of their rifle, or a picture of Donald Duck on the nose of an airplane. But it symbolizes that American spirit that can never be subdued by guys who carry swastikas or hammers and cycles on their planes. It was all summed up this morning when the news story said that turkey and cranberry sauce were carried to our troops with a priority that outranked bullets or bombs. We should thank God every day that we are Americans.
Well, that's a fine thought, Hugh, and we certainly all would like to thank Buck Compton for sending it to us. You know, those boys over there in Korea are pioneers just as much as the trailblazers of the Old West. We have a song that, to me, kind of fits in with that thought. It's called The Song of the Pioneers.
The song of the pioneers. We'll ride, ride, ride to the horizon that swallows the setting sun, a herdin' the caravan over the trail. We'll roll, ride, roam out to a prairie home, swinging along to the song of the pioneers. Set to the beat of the horses' feet as they patiently trod the trail, their song was a part of a happy heart and a part of a prairie wail. With only the goal to cheer their soul and the wind to dry their tears, but the echoes rang as they bravely sang the song of the pioneers. We'll roll, roll, roll on to an unseen goal, swinging along to the song of the pioneers. We'll ride, ride, ride over the big divide, swinging along to the song of the pioneers. Onto the horizon that swallows the setting sun, a herdin' the caravan over the trail. We'll roll, ride, roam out to a prairie home, swinging along to the song of the pioneers, swinging along to the song of the pioneers.
Well, another week has slipped by down here on the Lucky You, and it's given us all a lot of pleasure to come calling every day. You know, since the boys did the Lord's Prayer yesterday, we've received so many phone calls and telegrams wondering if there's any way that they could possibly get a recording. Well, I'm happy to say, and the boys are all proud of the fact, that RCA Victor asked them to make a recording of this most beautiful of all prayers. If you'd like to have this recording of the Lord's Prayer, your own personal copy, I'm sure that you can find it at your local music store. Well, we'll all be back in Hollywood again Monday for another visit with all you folks who listen in along the Lucky You line. So have a fine weekend, and until Monday, this is George Putnam saying for all the sons of the pioneers, Tex Messina and Miss Betty Taylor, be lucky, you.
This program came to you from Hollywood. America is sold on 8.